The California terminal is opposed by locals and environmental groups, but supporters of the plan, including Utah Governor Gary Herbert, say it would help rural Utah's coal country.
I think it is a little unfortunate we would have a state, for whatever their reasons are, to say you cannot ship your legal product through our state. Again, I've mentioned that, you know, if they greeted us on I-15 going into California and with a barrier and said you can't bring your product into the state of California, we would have some concerns about that. I don't see a lot of difference between that and shipping out of one of the ports located in California.
The bill would allow revenue to be used to acquire a deep water port near Oakland, California, and use it to export Utah's coal overseas. Senator Stuart Adams, a latent Republican, says the move would help rural energy-producing parts of the state with high unemployment rates. Sierra Club's Utah chapter director, Mark Clemens, has called the plan a misappropriation of public money and says that the world market is already saturated with coal. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Nick Herman.